been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Lyft is set to pay $63,000 following Minnesota Human Rights Act violations. Xcel Energy says about 200 gallons of oil leaked at a Monticello nuclear plant. And another round of snow is expected tomorrow in the Twin Cities. But first, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has decided to veto the city council's recently passed eviction extension ordinance in favor of direct aid.
The mayor is instead pushing a $1 million emergency rental assistance investment, arguing that direct financial support is a more effective tool for housing stability than delaying legal timelines. The city council must now decide whether to attempt an override of the veto or move forward with the mayor's alternative funding proposal. The new proposal comes as many citizens are navigating heightened uncertainty following recent federal immigration enforcement activity across the Twin Cities. Ari Bergeron, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Lyft is set to pay $63,000 following Minnesota Human Rights Act violations. The state's investigation found that Lyft drivers had canceled multiple scheduled rides for passengers, specifically because they were accompanied by a service animal. Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, Rebecca Lucero.
Well, this agreement is specific to Lyft. We expect that all riders in Minnesota, and in fact across the United States, will benefit from these changes to policy and accountability.
The agreement mandates nationwide driver training, app updates to improve accessibility, and a three-year compliance monitoring period to ensure the rights of riders with disabilities are protected. Sources tell CBS News the Justice Department's investigation into the shooting death of Alex Preddy by two Customs and Border Protection agents does not include prosecutors from the department's Civil Rights Division. CBS News Senior Justice Department reporter Sarah Lynch has more.
There are two local prosecutors in Minnesota, which is standard, but the people that they have sent from the Civil Rights Division to work with them are not who you'd expect. The lead lawyer, Brandon Robleski, is a lawyer who works in a totally different section of the Civil Rights Division called the Employment Litigation Section. Now, that section handles strictly civil litigation and civil investigations related to workplace discrimination claims.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office is investigating 17 possible criminal incidents involving federal agents during the surge, including the deaths of Preddy and Renee Good, and allegations of excessive force. County Attorney Mary Moriarty has not set a timeline for completing the investigation. Xcel Energy says about 200 gallons of oil leaked out of the Monticello nuclear generating plant. That leak was discovered yesterday by crews testing a motor that circulates water through the plant for cooling. Xcel says none of the leaking oil reached the Mississippi River. The plant has been shut down for maintenance since late February. A federal judge has ruled that agents here in Minnesota detain people solely on the basis of their race during Operation Metro Surge at least 23 times. Judge Eric Tostert, in his ruling, called the evidence troubling and compelling. The case brought by the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota detailed 34 cases in which citizens and legal immigrants claim they were the victims of racial profiling. While he says ICE officers made a few of those stops based on reasonable evidence, Tostert ultimately stated that the Department of Homeland Security was working outside the boundaries of the Constitution. Tostert, a Trump appointee, stopped short of issuing a restraining order, citing, among other things, the apparent drawdown of the surge. Girls State Tournament basketball is underway in Minneapolis today, with 4A, 3A, and 2A all playing their quarterfinal games inside Williams Arena and Maturi Pavilion. The Rosemount Irish are the second seed in the 4A field. Head coach Chris Orr says this is the most talented team he's coached in 14 seasons at the helm.
Kind of the first message from day one was whatever playing time, shots, scoring, whatever you think you're going to have, it's not going to be that big. Because we just, the amount of talent that we have and the depth that we felt we had with this year's squad. And so we got to all sacrifice whatever it is for the betterment of the team.
Hopkins is the top team in 4A, making their 12th consecutive trip to state. They were last year's state champion. Another round of snow is expected tomorrow in the Twin Cities, but WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer says he's keeping an eye on a system that could drop significant snow across the metro Saturday night into Sunday.
What's up in the air is how much snow we pick up. If it goes over the Twin Cities, we're still in the, 6 to 10 inch range. But most of the models are trending farther south, bringing the heavier snow now down across southern Minnesota and down into northern Iowa. And if that happens, then we're more likely to pick up maybe 1 to 3 inches.
Schaefer says tomorrow's Clipper will drop the most snow across the northern third of the state, with 3 to 5 inches stacking up. Finally, a South Metro food pantry is set to receive a record-breaking food donation this morning.
The Open Door in Eagan says 40,000 pounds of shelf-stable food will arrive thanks to a collaboration between America 250 and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Open Door Executive Director Jason Vienna says the hunger battle is a constant challenge across all communities.
But when we have the crises between the shutdown, the immigration enforcement, that puts a lot of pressure on hunger relief, because a lot of people who don't normally need food. And so that's what we've seen the past 4 months. Thankfully, things seem to be going back towards normal, which means, honestly, we're just slightly behind instead of being completely overwhelmed.
A portion of the food will go to 5 food shelves throughout the South Metro. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.